Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Everybody's a comedian. Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for this chaos. We're having a great visit with our good friend Gene Siciliano. I don't know what we'd do without him. 16 years he's been hanging out with us. He's the founder and the president of Western Management Associates, CFO for Rent. He's the guy who made that happen. Finance for the non-financial manager. That's the Bible that meant the financial management Bible that needs to be on your desk, not in your bookshelf, but on your desk, marked up, dog-eared, like mine is. You should see mine. Gene, thanks again for being here. I need your website, please.
It's CFOforRent.com.
All right, so check it out, folks.
CFOforRent.
They can find your writing there and your books and all the stuff you do there for your folks.
All of it.
So,
thanks, Jim. Thanks for the plug.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I believe in what you do. I think what you do is really important work. So this thing about selling the business, you hit on something at the very end that's come up twice this week, and that is one of the reasons why business owners procrastinate in doing whatever they need to do, including getting the business ready to be sold and actually allowing it to happen. Because they have not, they founded a company, it was their baby, it still is their baby. They can't imagine, they have a hard time imagining that how the business could, how could it even live without them? How could they live without it? They haven't come up with another option. You know, they've got enough money, they could go play golf all they wanted to if they wanted, if that's what they wanted to do. You can only play golf so much. Once you take a few trips around the world, you come back, what are you going to do after that? They haven't figured out what they're going to do with their lives, have they?
Yeah, that's really
how are they going to fill their days? How are they going to fill their days?
And you know, the younger kids who are serial entrepreneurs don't have that problem. They're used to buying, starting, building, and selling companies. But people who've been building their company for 15, 20, 30 years or more, you're right. It is them, and they don't know what they do next. And I think it's more about them than about the company.
Well, see, our generation lives to work. The younger generations, and I'm not. I'm not being judgmental. I'm not even envious. But the younger generations, they work to live. We live to work.
And we as a generation have built a mighty powerful country and an economy. But, you know, at some point, as you said, you're not going to live forever, even though that's plan A.
Mm-hmm.
You got to plan for what comes next. And you can just get to the point where you say, okay, I'm going to sell. Let me go find a buyer. And that is the worst possible strategy for optimizing your
And I'll tell you what else, Gene. Over the next 10 years, I think it's going to be harder, not easier, to sell a business. And so
you're going to have
your cornflakes together even more going forward, in fact, especially in a very creative way than in the past. What do you think?
Here's my concern. I think that most of the businesses that are going to be put up for sale in the next 10 years are going to be shut down or liquidated because they cannot find a buyer because they didn't do what they should have done.
I don't disagree with you. And see, this is one of the reasons why, Gene, for the last 21 years, I've been encouraging every small business owner that possibly can to own the real estate that their business is in. Because you and I both have seen many companies that were built by the founders, and when the founders were ready to ride off into the sunset, the business had been wore out and wasn't worth anything, but the real estate that they'd bought for $100,000 is now worth $4 million. Because it's at an intersection that the town grew up around. How many times have you seen that? I've seen it many times.
Real estate is the asset that just keeps on giving or keeps on growing.
It's the sleeper. Remember, it's the silent benefit. It's the stealth benefit of business ownership, isn't it?
And yet there are a lot of businesses, including this case study that I've been talking to you about, where they don't own any real estate.
They rent.
They've been leasing the same building for 25 years.
Big mistake.
And there's no real estate there.
Big mistake.
So they've got to do something with the profits from the company. And the shame is that they may not.
Take that, folks. That's a cautionary tale story for you. Don't let that happen to you. Hey, Gene, it's always a pleasure. Good job today. Thank you so much for being here. Thanks for the hard work you do, and come back soon.
Great to be with you, my friend. Take care. Have a
CFO for rent.com, right?
That's right.
So check it out, folks. I'm Jim Blassingame. Got to go for this hour. I want to remind you before I go, seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.